Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously on Vault 69, our war party had a knockdown, drag-out brawl with some Deathclaws. Determined to save his friends, Marvin bravely rushed in to attack one of the deadly beasts, only to lose his robotic life immediately. His sacrifice proved to not be in vain, as the remaining party members got what they came for and more, as they escaped not only with the Tesla rifle, but also the coveted power armor. We now find the group returning to their camp after fleeing for their lives. Okay, full disclosure, because of how we record episodes, which is basically one big block at a time due to poor planning, we sometimes forget to record enough intros and questions to match how many episodes we record that day. That's what happened here. So this episode, we're just going to jump back into the game and not answer anything about ourselves or our characters. So without further ado, here we go. You guys get back to your raider camp with Marvin's dead body and mostly wounded, but with some new guns and a new set of power armor.
Oh my God. My main next mission is to remove the core, reinstall it into him and into Marvin and try to get Marvin going up.
I'm going to say, because you were very injured and you guys took a lot of damage and spent a lot of resources and
Marvin died a little
dead. Marvin's just died. He had a chance to roll and be stabilized, but
it got you the power armor.
It got the power armor. So if you're going to go back, then now you have a decision to make. Are you going to take the power armor or the fusion cell out of the power armor and put it into Marvin, out of the Tesla gun and put in the, you have two fusion cells and three things that take them.
Okay. Tallman, we need to bring Marvin back. Gulia, I assume that we're all in agreement to this.
Yes.
It would be good to have our companion back.
Yes.
All right. Would we rather have the suit or would we rather have the energy weapon? I got to be honest. It does seem the suit would be a better option as far as versatility.
I agree. Also, if we found another power core, it'd be easier to carry the gun than it would be to carry either Marvin or the suit of armor.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Maybe once we take a couple days to kind of get our bearings back, we can go to the old Rad Rail station and trade off some of our extra components to acquire another power core. They also have entertainment that I have heard.
Yeah, that sounds like a good option for us.
You know, a little recuperation, take a break, almost a staycation, but yeah.
I would agree. Let's fix up Marvin.
Maybe I'd
take a look at the armor.
Yeah,
heal a little bit,
and then go somewhere to have enough drinks to forget about all the stuff that just happened.
Okay. You guys arrive back in camp on the end of day 4. So you say we'll sleep till the morning of day 5. It's going to take 3 days to get rid of all your injuries and everything and bring Marvin back to life.
Okay. Technically, I'm the only one that really does the programming. So if you two felt like you had to go somewhere, would they be able to go somewhere during, like, if we wanted to get any more ammo or whatever from the Super Duper Mart? Well, I only have 20 caps. I can't really do anything.
I don't have enough money.
Never. I don't have enough to do anything, I don't think.
I raid Marvin's body for caps. No, I'm just kidding.
If you did, you'd find them.
Mm. Yeah, they wouldn't be hard. I mean, I would say it's going to take at least 2 days for you guys to not be injured anymore if you wanted to set out on your own.
I would say let's rest up.
So we wake up on the morning of day 8, the 27th. Yeah, so I know I've been saying that there's 10 days. Turns out there's actually 11 because I don't know how to count good. Mm-hmm. And on the morning of day 8, you all awaken. Well, actually, we'll say, Augusta, you stayed up late into the night getting Marvin turned back on. And finally, you were able to. And Marvin, you are back and checking the perimeter.
I'm going to say that I wait. Can we say that I waited?
Yeah, you can wait.
I wait until the morning when they're up.
Right on.
Like, all right, guys, it's finally time. We're gonna flip the switch and I think we'll get Marvin back.
All right.
All right, fingers crossed. 3, 2, and 1.
I'll kill all of you.
Oh. Hey, Marvin, it's okay. How are you? How you okay? You're back.
I can't feel my legs.
They ain't there.
You don't have legs.
I guess I'm good.
Perfect.
How was death?
Yeah.
There's simply nothing.
Oh, good to know.
That does
maybe make, just for robots.
Yeah, it does make sense from a machine standpoint.
You.
I was staring at a deathclaw, and now I'm staring at you. There's nothing after death.
Well, then, there's no deathclaws either.
You couldn't have made them smarter, or...
I don't really like to edit the personalities. So I don't think that's very polite.
Did you put in a mute button?
You know what would make you feel better, though, Martin? I'm sorry. It's been 3 days.
He's Martin now.
Is no Martin.
You know what would make you feel better? Why don't you give the old perimeter a check?
Check the perimeter?
Yes, please. Would you mind?
What if there's death claws out there?
That's what we want you to make sure there's not.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Marvin now has an intense fear of death claws.
Maybe he's traumatized.
Super trauma. Irrational, where almost everything is assumed to be a death claw.
PTSD. Hard.
Oh, I love it.
Just going out there with the flamer pointed at it.
Burning frogs and stuff.
Shooting fire flames everywhere. I'll check the perimeter if you really want me to.
That's okay. We've gotten used to it. I can check it.
I'll check it.
You could check it together.
I'll go with you.
A practice round. Get a little comfier in the area.
We'll do it together.
If there was death claws here, we'd all be dead now. So
Marvin sees a squirrel and immediately roasts it.
You can...
And it goes right back inside.
Somebody can take that for a +2 health.
Squirrel on a stick.
Yeah.
I'll jab it with my stick from my iguana.
Your iguana stick?
It's a cleaned off stick that I've whittled into being a better stick.
Do we have dirty water around here?
I have dirty water.
Do you have two dirty waters?
I have two purified waters.
I was going to say, if anybody has two dirty waters, I can make one purified water. While we sit.
The only person that actually benefits is Augusta. Everybody else gains health by drinking
radiated
water.
And everyone else has clean water?
And everyone has clean water.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
All right. So what do we do?
All right. How many days do we have until we have...
We have 4 days. The 30th, just...
Okay.
3 days.
So we got to be there the morning of the 30th.
Yeah.
Today's the 27th.
And it takes a half a day to get down there. So 3.5 days. Do we want to go to the Rad Rail station and see if we can find the other...
No, it would take a...
Oh, you want to head to Rad Rail?
Number 3. If we had the Rad Rail, we might be able to trade because they have a trading spot, we might be able to get another core.
Oh, sewer.
It's a half a day into each section, so it's a full day to get to Rad Rail Station. Then it would be another day and a half to get to the old farmhouse, which would get us there just in time, I think.
There's repair at Rad Rail Station. Maybe I could get upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to feel as weak as I did ever again.
I believe it. So a day to Rad Rail Station, spend the night there, and then trek back to the farmhouse?
I'm definitely down for going to Rad Rail Station, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That leaves us the exact amount of time we need?
Yep, I think so.
It all depends on what that we do. Me?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Can confirm.
Yeah, because that'll give you enough time to interact as well.
In sticking with the game, instead of following the roads, we just run in a straight line.
Okay, you guys come to Rad Rail Station, and it is a pretty bustling place, honestly. It is comprised of a bunch of old train cars and a small train station. So the train station is essentially the gate into the train yard, which has just a bunch of train cars set up that make up different shops. There's a lot of people, and it's a pretty secure location. And there's quite a bit to do.
Well, I think that the first thing we should do is try to find that core. Let's head to the trading post.
Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of shops we got going on.
Okay. There is a sign above one car that says rooms for rent. There's another that says Trader Moe's. a third that has a bunch of robot parts kind of in crates and boxes and on shelves outside of it that just says repair. There's a kind of smaller caboose, small kind of train car that just says healing. Another one that seems to be the most popular, which is called the Watering Hole. And then there is one that seems to have some melee weapons hanging up outside of it. And then you can see occasionally, I think Augusta is the one that recognizes because she seems to be the one that's most interested. You can see that there's like a good stream of people, not like stream, but like occasionally there's men and women coming from kind of in the back on a offset train car that looks pretty popular, but you can't see it from kind of the main square.
Mm.
And you're still in the power armor?
I assume, I left that at our camp where it would be safe. I don't want to draw any unwanted attention to ourselves.
Right.
Are we going to be able to go back for it?
We don't have time if that's what we're doing.
We don't have time.
You're in the power armor.
All right, we're in the power armor.
You're going to have to be, otherwise...
Yep.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had time.
We're in the power armor.
And we're looking for a spare fusion core for the Tesla rifle.
Tough little small girl.
I guess we're going to go right to Trader Moe's. Hello? I need help. I'm looking for a power core. Can anyone help me?
Oh, yeah, I can help you. It's Moe.
Hello.
You know, like the sign says.
Mo, you know.
Was that a joke?
I was repeating what you said. But from where I come from, they do say Mo knows, so we're here. Do you know Mo? I mean, you are Mo.
I am Mo.
Do you know about the power core?
I assume it's what you need, a fusion core.
Uh-huh.
You're already in a power armor. Why do you need another?
Well, backups are important. And I have some more equipment back home that needs a power core.
I might have one.
Awesome.
Mm. Question is, what are you willing to part for it?
Well, I have this handy dandy pipe rifle. That's... Yeah, that was about the reaction I thought we would have.
Yeah, it's not going to do it.
Are you a fan of literature?
Literature?
Yeah, like reading?
I'm a fan of caps.
Awesome.
You know, money.
How much money would it take to trade for the fusion core?
500 caps. That'll part me for it.
Perfect. Is there anyone in there with me?
I'm in there with you.
I'm with you.
But all right. I don't have any money.
I'm going to turn right around. Group huddle?
Oh, group huddle.
All right. Yes.
The fuck is this? It's huddling in my yard.
For all that this guy knows, we could be with the Brotherhood. What if we just kind of strong arm him and take it?
And put it on their tab.
I'm down.
All right. Mo, we will be we'll be back. We just have to get the caps first. So we'll be right back with those. I want to make sure that we can explore the rest of what's going on around here without having a bunch of security attacking us.
Yeah, I think this place might be fortified enough that maybe we shouldn't try messing with any of the store owners. But then again, you're pretty strong in that armor. You alone is pretty strong in that armor.
Hmm.
If you wanted to try to also trade more, so we can't get to $500, but I got a necktie, a buff out.
What if we trade Martin?
Marvin?
Marvin.
And then he kind of just kills him and makes his own way out?
No, we'll trade him as a piece of scrap, and then
but he
just turn on and float out the back door after we have the fusion core.
Hmm. Let's get him some robot parts first. Let's see what kind of upgrades we can do for Martin before we leave him.
His name's Marvin. Are we really renaming him?
Melvin?
Marvin.
I think whatever Martian wants to do.
All right.
Yeah, I have a robot gun. I have a alien gun now. So
mm-hmm.
Actually, I have that alien gun now.
No, you didn't. You never took it off. You were
oh, you're right. I failed at that.
Yeah.
So Martian the robot would be funny.
Let's check out. Let's get some repairs for our robot buddy.
Let's head to the repair place. Walk in. Ah. Hello.
Hello. What can I do you for?
I need to fix this piece of junk.
Oh yeah, common. They fail quite a lot. Hey there, robot.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Michaela. Your name is?
Marvin.
Marvin. Beautiful name.
You too.
You're looking okay right now.
I have had help.
Okay. Good to know. We all need some buddies.
What do you have for to make me stronger and better?
Like in what kind of way? What does that mean to you?
Maybe some better armor?
Oh, I've got that. I could reinforce your whole body, give you some nice tough boy plates.
Yeah. And do you have anything that maybe for a weapon?
I have several options. Looks like you've got some, though. You do know that, right? I don't even recognize what that one is. I could take that off you.
Nah, don't worry about that one.
I mean, if it's just a hunk of shit, like, it's got to be weird.
It's
some homemade hunk of crap. I'll take it right off.
No, you leave that. It's got sentimental value.
Okay, that's fine. Didn't know robots had that, but
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see some tough boy armor, and
I'll tell you what. I know I've got the armor ready. That's about 150 caps. It'll bring your defense up to a 2, and increase your physical damage reduction.
Well, can you do 135 for the armor instead of 150?
No, that's not really how life works. I'm sorry, robot. That was harsh.
What if I traded in this machete and this sledgehammer to even out the cost?
I mean, I don't really need that. I fix robots, not collect weapons.
Break her shit. Show her how invaluable the sledgehammer is.
Look how great this sledgehammer works.
Not great.
What'd you roll?
14 and 19.
You smack it across the desk and you end up breaking the head off it. And she goes, listen, that's one. If any signs of aggression happen again, I'm going to ring the bell.
Where's the bell?
Right here.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little threatened right now.
Here's my 20 caps to make up for his lack of caps, and that's 150 for you.
Okay, robot, I can fix you right up. It'll take a little while.
Yes, do it.
All right. Are your friends going to stay here?
One of us should.
I'm going to wander away too.
I'm going to stay. I don't trust her after she shows such an interest in the gun.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, Marvin, you hang in right here. And she gets to work putting new plating on Marvin.
Is there a way that, so I'm at 45 out of 50 health in the mech suit, is there a way I can kind of get out of it and work on repairing that 5 while she's repairing him?
Yeah, I mean, you can borrow some parts and stuff that are laying around. Not borrow. You can pay for some parts and stuff if you want to, you know, take some scrap and figure out how to make it work while I work on Marvin.
All right, but I'm going to pay absolutely no more than 5 credits. I'm literally just going to take the scrap of the scrap. I'm smart. I'll be able to make it work, but I just need your absolute garbage. In fact, I'm going to go look through your garbage cans first before I pay for anything. You can't get mad. It's garbage. You already decided you didn't want it. It's in the garbage can.
Okay, to find what you want out of the garbage.
I'll use a luck point.
Please do. Old Tallman.
I got an 8 and a 14. What would I be searching for?
Just general scrap, I guess. I'm not really sure what you'd be. Oh, so on a check, it'd be intelligence and science.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a 12. So one fail, one success.
Okay. I'll say that you were able to find enough to cover about half of the...
Round up or round down? It's a 5.
Round down.
Okay, so cool. That's fine with that. I'm at 47 now.
Old Tallman and Gulia Roberts, what are you guys up to?
I'm going to head towards the healing place looking for chems.
I was going to go to the weapons place, although I don't have really money, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Old Tallman, you head to the healing spot, and inside is a shriveled old woman. And she is kind of just huddled around the desk. It's really quite dark in here, and there's just some really shitty potted plants laying around. There's some bandages and things like that. And the old lady sees you as you enter. And goes, oh, my! I didn't expect to see a super mutant today.
Hello, tiny human.
Hello.
What do you have for chems?
I don't have any chems.
Nothing for healing?
I have healing things, but I'm more of a traditional healer, you know, with... I try to make it out of plants, or I could reset some bones with a hammer and a rod. You know, the old ways.
They might need you at the robot repair.
Oh, I hate robots.
What do you have for healing bombs?
My stock is pretty low right now. I've mostly been focusing on resetting bones and healing injuries. I'm kind of more of a hospital situation.
Oh, okay. What do you use to keep your plants so nice? And I pull out my potted plant.
Oh my, that thing looks terrible.
No, Marvin's been watering it. It should look okay.
It looks like it needs sunlight more than anything. Do you keep it in your pocket?
Yes.
That would be what's wrong with it. Put it in the sun.
Thank you.
And purified water.
He digs out purified water and shows it to her.
Oh, excellent. Give Miss Kazel a little swig of that, would you mind?
My plant needs it.
I mean, it's just a little plant. I'm an old lady.
He pours the water in the plant.
Oh, okay. One of them.
Thank you.
And he heads out the door.
You're a yeah.
And you head over to the weapons.
I did.
Spot.
Yes. Okay.
And it is almost exactly across from Trader Moe's. And inside you see someone that looks similar to Moe did. Sitting behind the counter. Pretty fat, pretty portly. Doesn't look like he spends too much time moving around. And he just lets out a grump.
Well, howdy.
Another customer.
Well, maybe. What weapons you got?
We got quite a few things, you know, but mostly doing some upgrading is my shtick. You know, people came through, a group of raiders came through recently saying they were going to New Springfield, and they did buy a lot of my weapons.
Huh, I wonder if they lived. Anyway.
That ain't no consequence of mine. They wouldn't have died from my weapons, I know that.
Well, all right then. What could you do for this hunting rifle if you wanted to upgrade it for me?
Probably the best that I could do, I could make some modifications and turn it into a long-range weapon. That'd probably be best thing I can do for this gun here.
And how much would that cost?
I could do it for 40 caps.
Do you have any baseball grenades?
I sure do. I got two.
Any what do they cost?
40 caps.
Would you take two purified waters?
No.
Would you take two purified waters to upgrade my rifle?
Well, no.
Would you take anything other than money? Caps. I don't really got much of them.
Charisma and speech. Difficulty of one.
One success.
I suppose I could be persuaded to barter. I ain't really looking to do it too much, though.
Well, all right, then. I would take the two baseball grenades for two waters.
Well, no, that's still not gonna do. I'll make it a sweeter pot, and I'll consider. What else you got?
Okay. Squirrel I've stick. Got this Nuka-Cola that still has a cap on it.
All right, we're a little bit closer. What else you got?
Six caps, and that's my final offer.
Well, then that offer ain't gonna do.
And squirrel on a stick.
I got a squirrel on a stick.
Ooh, this man looks like he wants something to eat.
I am hungry. I'll give you one for all that.
Well, then you're gonna give me two for all that. That's a lot of things I'm giving you.
Yeah, this is a whole grenade.
I want two whole grenades.
Well, you ain't gonna get it.
Well, there's gotta be an intimidation on here somewhere.
The intimidation is you take the one, then you pull the pin and just hold it there on the counter and say, how about that second, or I let go.
Can I do that?
Yeah. You can.
I've been all thumbs today.
I do exactly that.
As soon as you do that, he leans back and puts his hand on this dangly bell and begins to ring it furiously. Everybody else can see that this draws every shopkeeper's attention in this town.
I drop their grenade on the counter and I run away. Out of the town. Nope, I drop it on the counter. It's going to explode and I'm running out.
Nice.
Fuck this guy. He's going to die.
Okay. Old Tallman, I think you're the only one that actually sees. You see Ghoulie Roberts hightail out of the weapons shop.
I'm right across the street. I wonder if
you're sitting out. Over. Oh, yeah, I'm you're working on the thing.
Yeah,
you hear the bell. You.
Yeah, I look over there.
You look over and you both see Ghoulie Roberts sprinting out of the weapons store and you hear a... And then the building explodes.
Because it's full of ammo and explosives.
Not anymore.
Do I see Mo leave his shop?
I don't know yet.
Oh, we're not at Mo's. We're at the robot repair. I'm sorry.
Yes. You're.
I confused those two.
It's still a square. Or not a square, but it's a town circle.
Yeah, you're at the weapons. So. You two are at the robot thing. I just left.
You're across the street.
I just left the medical tent, but I'm looking. As soon as it blows up, I want to know if I see Mo run out with the rest of the
shopkeepers. I mean, he's out in the square, yeah. He didn't run to the blown up burning.
But he came out and...
He's out. Yeah, he's out in front of his shop.
Can I sneak into his shop?
Yeah, you can try.
The giant super mutant wants to sneak all nimbly bimbly.
We survived a near-death experience. We have lost a bit of our moral compass.
Before you roll, let me set the stakes. Agility plus sneak, and it is going to be a difficulty of 3. Every person here is looking, and you are in the middle of the square, and you are large.
You didn't even look for a back door.
Flip one of those.
What'd Fuck yeah. Get?
A 3, a 4, and a 6.
No, the other one.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you managed to get into the shop.
I'm going to steal the fusion core.
Steal everything.
I'm going to grab the fusion core and grab anything else I can as I walk through and out the opposite side to not be seen.
I'm going to need a equal success of 3 as now you are loaded up.
To sneak out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I got a nat 1.
Nice.
So that's 1.
2 failures.
Nat 1 would be 2, right?
He needs, yeah, so he needs another success.
Can you flip?
Burn an AP.
He didn't get one.
He got a success, so I flipped it back over.
Yeah, but he didn't exceed the success threshold. He only got 2. He needs 3 successes.
Okay.
So one of those.
Oh, damn it. Nope, it was only 2 success.
Did you get the core, though?
Did I get the core? That's all I really care about.
I mean, at this point, you've just been caught leaving Moe's store with the core and everything else in your hands, and he turns and shouts, "They're robbing me! It's those fools that just came into town!" And now a bunch of shopkeeps begin
to show. I'm going to hoof it. I'm going to hoof it while loading that fusion core into my Tesla rifle.
You make it to the front gate, where you find that it is closed. Ghoulie Roberts, you manage to make it out of the front gate and are on the other side of the rad rail station. Marvin, you are half done. Actually, barely done.
I don't know these people.
Things have just started. And Augusta, you're outside. What are the two of you doing?
I am going to grab Marvin and start running toward... I'm going to try to find that tunnel from the sewer. So I'm running toward... I've heard there's a tunnel in a sewer that goes to the warehouse next area. So I'm grabbing him and running for that, trying to find that tunnel. The opposite way of which I think they would assume we were going. They think we're trying to leave the town. We are going deeper in to escape through the tunnel. Marvin, we're gonna get our way out from the inside. Inside out, old school, bank robbers, cowboys and Indians. Let's go.
Well, thank you, Michaela. Oh, I'm gonna take the rest of those parts to go.
Okay. And she's like, I just need to bundle them up.
Thank you.
And she just piles a bunch of scrap into a cloth thing and ties it together.
Like a big old bindle.
Yep.
My hobo sack of beans.
If you're dragging that, you're not going to be able to sprint.
He doesn't sprint.
Nobody's
anyway.
After you two right now.
Yeah, we're good.
At least I don't think so.
And so Marvin and Augusta, you go looking for the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wandering around outside of the square quickly, you see the one train car that you saw people going in and out of is just says Backside Brothel on it. And then nearby there is...
Ooh, shit. Now we can't even enjoy the brothel.
A sewer entrance. A sewer grate.
Well, that was the one reason that I came here, aside from that power core, and I guess we'll have to go there another time. To the sewer.
Tallman!
Tallman's at the front gate, currently surrounded by six guards.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Old Tallman, you're in initiative by yourself.
Shit.
Oh, I didn't think they'd kill him. I just thought they'd jail him.
Ghoulie Roberts?
What's this gate like? Fence.
Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more about
the
surroundings.
Can I, like, sniper through it and kill
him? I mean, you
guards?
Can shoot through it. It's a metal grate kind of fence that's been closed and locked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm back now to explain something for the second time in this episode. And I haven't put a little ding disclaimer in since episode 2 or 3. I can't remember which, but I just ended up calling an NPC by a different name than I had been for like hours and didn't realize it. But I felt like in this case, I failed pretty miserably as a GM to explain what I was picturing to my players and thus to the audience. So what ended up happening was we ended up all arguing and trying to come up with different gates, and it was a mess. There was a lot of yelling. And so what we ended up doing was drawing a picture so that everybody was on the same page. But in that's not very good for an audio podcast. So it didn't really help you guys see what we were coming up with. I'm not going to share that picture either because it was awful, but I'm going to present what we ended up settling on, which was the Alamo. And also, if that little ding isn't recognizable to you, you obviously don't hang around till the end of the episode.
Okay, yep, I'm going to just shoot at these motherfuckers.
Looks like the Alamo.
It looks just like the Alamo.
This is your last stand at the Alamo.
Or Captain Crunch's
hat. Captain Crunch's hat.
All right, Ghoulie Rabbits, you're going to have to get into initiative then, too.
Okay.
So,
12.
10.
Okay, Ghoulie, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to shoot my hunting rifle. Oh, I got a crit 1. And also a 5.
Is that 2 successes?
Probably.
Okay. You're aiming at one person, so these are just guards, so go ahead and take 2 action points.
I got 2 heads and 2 blanks.
Does your hunting rifle, if that's what you're using, have vicious or piercing?
No.
Okay. So you do 2 damage. You shoot one of the guards, and you spray blood out of his
pants.
He sprays blood furiously out of his penis, which is strangely where his torso should be.
What a weird dude.
It's turned so high up.
It's even weirder because his torso is where his penis should be. So, like,
this radiation's really messing with people.
It's really fucked this guy up. But you did land a solid shot on one of the guards. Old Tallman.
As soon as he sees the guard's penis explode, he drops everything to the ground and goes, "I'm not playing anymore, Butters."
Quit shooting people in the dick, Butters. I want to win, but not like this.
You hear from the bushes, "My bad."
How damaged is the first guy? Is he?
I mean, he's pretty fucked up.
You'd be fucked up too if your penis got blown into bits.
Yeah,
right off your chest.
If it made up the upper part of your body, you'd be pretty fucked up.
I'm going to
hit the dick on his chin.
Don't feel bad. I heard he was just a big old dick.
I am going to let out the loudest
fart,
yell, scream, battle cry thing I can, and I'm going to throw one of my tomahawks at one of the guys.
Okay.
Oh, and they are both successes.
All right. I don't know what the tomahawk does for damage. The
tomahawk does 4 damage.
I like how you guys are like, "Well, we couldn't beat the Deathclaw. Let's go kill a bunch of..."
Yeah, we need redemption.
Head.
This should be easy.
Head. Double tap.
It was easy for me.
Blank.
Awesome. You hit him with a tomahawk in the leg so hard that it immediately just busts open his femoral artery, and he begins to bleed to death on the ground. And then it's the remaining 4.5 guards left. 2 of the guards rolled natural ones.
Awesome. We only got 4 left. We killed 2 in the first round.
Yep.
If 5 death claws couldn't take you down, these guards don't know who they're fucking with.
Tell them they're going to die. You guys are going to have to do everything.
2 of the guards that are there, one hits you with a baseball bat. The other shoots you with a pipe pistol. And you take 7 damage to your... Who wants to guess torso?
Penis.
Oh. Left arm.
Actually. Yes, I have damage resistance for that.
All right.
So how many did you say? I take 7?
Yep.
Awesome.
What a good knockdown.
I'm still in this fight.
Didn't you reload the fusion core into the
top? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
With its arcing attack?
Let that sucker rip.
And that is your left arm. You drop any objects that are in your left arm.
Tomahawk.
He already threw that.
Mm.
No, I have nothing in my arms right now.
Yeah, wouldn't you just have...
It's not crit, right? It's not crippled?
It is.
Left arm? Oh, my left arm is crippled.
Now it is. Yeah, they rolled 3 criticals on top of their 3 natural ones and a double.
Okay.
Plus 2. So...
does that limit my ability to use a 2-handed gun?
You drop any object held in that hand and that arm is broken or otherwise unable to move. You cannot perform any actions using that arm.
Okay.
Well, it's not a big weapon. It's just an energy weapon, right? So is that one-handed?
It is 2-handed.
It is 2-handed.
The Tesla rifle is 2-handed.
What's not 2-handed is the machete I have.
Okay. Ghoulia, back to you.
Oh, Ghoulia's going to snipe the other guy. Let's see. The one that shot your arm or the one with the baseball bat that's too close to you?
The ones that shoot me.
All right. I got a 9 and a 5.
Is that 2 successes?
It is 1 success.
That's enough to hit one of these guards, so go ahead and roll your damage.
Hell yeah.
I got 1 head and 5 shots.
You blow another guard's brains clear out. Her head from the jaw up just explodes.
All right.
And old Tallman gets sprayed with some viscera as her body collapses unelegantly to the ground. There are now only
2.5 guards.
2.5 guards
left. With the blood spray all over his face, Tallman's going to draw his machete and again intimidate battle cry in front of everybody before he swings at the guy with the baseball bat.
No, there's 3.5 guards left.
Whatever.
I have 1 success with the machete. And because this was a melee attack, I get to roll 7 of these things. So, 2 heads, 2 shots.
It's extremely violent as you hack away at this guard, dismembering and opening them up with your several hits of your machete, and they drop dead to the ground. as well. They shout, "Oh my God, Becky!"
Why are all the guards women?
This Why would they be?
This is another choice.
None of these other guards ran away at this point.
They are not afraid of us.
Clearly, they need to be taught a lesson.
They have a fear of death.
The one with the baseball bat smacks at your left leg. It does 2 damage.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
I didn't know so many people were into sports.
It's a very athletic town.
Boston.
Yeah.
It's Boston.
My turn?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So are there 2 guards left?
I'm going to shoot the one that just hit Tallman. Both are successes.
Okay, go ahead and flip an action point over and then roll your damage.
I got a head and 3 shots that time.
Go ahead and roll the location die and let's find out where you shoot the next one.
It's left arm.
You shoot this guard in the left arm and their arm flies back before being pulled completely off their body and blood just begins to spray out of their shoulder. And as they grasp it, they go white so fast due to so much blood loss and just collapse onto the ground, leaving one guard and one with his penis blown off, who seems like he's pretty much out of contention anyways.
Ooh. Well, that's 2 successes. Tall man's going to grab the last guard, pick him up, and slam him into the wall.
All right. Wait, like a battering ram to open the gate?
Yes.
Or until he turns into goo, whichever happens first. And, hey, I get to roll 6 of these for that one. 1 head, 2 shots.
It's grotesque as you watch old Tallman slam this guard against the gate repeatedly, and you watch as they slowly lose life but won't lose consciousness. And they're still alive as he slams them back and forth into the gate. And now we're going to go into the sewers and we're going to find Marvin and we're going to find Augusta.
Tallman wanted his power core.
I'm keeping the stuff.
You guys have no idea what's happened up there.
No. Oh, those poor guys. I hope they're okay.
You know, I've been wondering, how are we going to find them again if we keep going through the tunnel? We don't really have a radio.
I didn't know we were going through the tunnel. I thought we were just hiding down here until things blew over.
Oh, how long until that?
I don't know. I mean, nobody was really looking for us, so we didn't really even need to come down here. And they have no idea that we're even in here, our friends.
No, that's what I was just thinking, actually. Yeah, that's why I was saying, how are we going to find them later? Maybe we were a little rushy on that. You want to just take a peek up there and we'll see what's going on, and maybe we could do like a prison break.
Yeah, we'll just so let's go back up there, and maybe if things are just, we're waiting for them, like we can finish putting my armor on. You can help me with that.
Yeah.
All right, let me climb up out of the sewer.
Both of you make me a perception and survival check.
One fail. One critical fail.
2 fails.
Just to look outside.
Just to look outside.
Oh, wait, no, I get...
More damage.
You take a straight shot to the temple.
Gets hit in the head with a jawbone.
Here's Riley thinking, they're going to get a beer and leave.
I have 1 success.
Are you at the top of the ladder? Then who? What's the order that you're peeking out of this sewer grate?
I think I'm just thrustering up and just like a little
with his
I think it's at the same time. Yeah, just kind of what's that thing,
a periscope?
Kilroy. Yeah, we're gonna kind of Kilroy it out of there.
So at the same time,
yeah, we just kind of slowly peek up over the edge.
Marvin, with your 360 degree view, you can see everything that's happening. You can see at the front gate old Holman's just smashing somebody repeatedly into it, covered in blood, and there's just viscera everywhere. It's leaking into the town square. A lot of the shopkeepers are looking mortified. Many of the townsfolk are running from the square. People are just shouting to leave, get out of here, and boarding things up. The weapon shop, yeah, they're running like further into the town, just trying to hide. The weapon shop, random ammunition keeps firing off. It's on fire. The brothel is now closed. No one is going in or out. You watch, and Augusta you got a critical failure, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Augusta, you can see Augusta by your side, Kilroying it for a while before you hear, ee! And Augusta goes out of sight.
Where'd you go?
Augusta, please make me a strength and athletics check.
Do I get any strength bonuses being in an armored suit?
I forgot.
I was forgetting about that. Yeah, what is the buffs on that thing?
Yeah.
I think your fingers just slipped off of the grate. I think you just fell.
Yeah, ladder increase broke. Your strength by 2.
Okay. It was strength in what?
Athletics.
2 fails.
Okay. You are pulled down from the top of this grate. Perhaps it's because of how much weight you have that it's easier for the 3 feral ghouls that are now hanging off your suit to drag you back down into the bottom of the sewer. Not like the bottom, but like onto the sewer floor. Which is not really a sewer anymore. I mean, it's mostly dry. It's not used.
Oh, hey guys, you look an awful lot like my friend, except not as friendly, but we could probably change that.
A little more bitey.
Quite a bit more bitey. You're an initiative now as well.
Okay. I'm going to try to break loose to get back out.
Augusta, it looks like Tallman has the situation under control, kind of.
Well, I could use your help controlling this situation.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Nah. And they just begin attacking. If you're going to try to just disengage and run away.
Man. Yeah, I want to shake loose and get out of that grate.
Okay, give me a strength and survival roll then.
No.
Okay. Thank
God we got you in the armor.
You are now in initiative then.
All right.
Marvin, are you joining or are you staying at the top of the grate?
I'll join.
What's both of your initiatives?
11.
Okay, you guys can act together or choose who goes in what order.
I'll just fire the descent. Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to flamethrower. I'm going to flamer him.
Okay, make some attack rolls.
A 9 and a 12. What would it be?
It's what? Energy plus...
Or big guns.
No.
Flamer, big guns.
Oh, flamer is a big
gun. It is a big gun. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
So, perception and big guns. Nope, 2 fails.
Maybe it's because you're descending at the same time and just shooting flames over the top of everything, but you don't make contact with any ghouls or Augusta. However, it is Augusta's turn.
Oh, what did I just roll for?
I don't know what you just rolled for.
Okay, I think I misunderstood what was happening.
Sorry.
That's okay, because nothing changed. Oh, wait, what did I roll for?
What are you doing?
Are you shooting them? Are you punching them?
Are you running?
Oh, that's right. I failed the thing. All right. Yeah. Shooting. Which doesn't happen, but I don't succeed at that. But I wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, I'm outside, so I can't do anything.
You're both just standing on opposite sides of the gate, just staring at each other.
Tallman smashing a face against the bars. You're just seeing the horrified expression on said face.
Yes.
You're smiling, but there's tears coming down.
No, I'm a ghoul. I'm pretty insensitive.
We've seen it all.
Okay. I don't think they did enough damage to actually damage the suit. However, they do attack your left leg. Marvin, you do get hit for 1 damage to your right arm.
No, I have 2 physical damage resistance.
Okay. Awesome. And 2 of them also did roll a critical failure.
Nice.
So I will give you guys a bonus attack on top of to 2 of them on top of your next turn. So if you want to make an extra attack.
If 2 of them failed, I'm almost thinking I should just try to get the third, like that'd give me an extra chance to push out of there and just get the fuck out.
I would say on a critical failure, you wouldn't even have to roll for that. Because so many of them failed so horribly that you could get out of here.
Marvin, it's time to go. I think we could just leave.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just take right off and trust that he's floating up after me.
Okay. Yeah, you guys make it out of the sewer grate. And the feral ghouls are attempting to climb a ladder, but not well. Do you close the grate after you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the sewer is sealed off. Now, everybody in this town is running around or hiding like crazy people. There are people that are now getting guns and other weapons because of what they've seen.
I'm gonna start walking toward tall man. Marvin, come on. Nothing to fear here. The Brotherhood is here. We have this under control. Everyone remain calm and please head to your nearest domicile. You, ghoul, free, stay there. Please don't move. Refrain from movement.
Julia, he was talking to you. And I keep heading towards the closest stall.
Well, I can't move. So I was wondering if I could, like, Red Dead shoot the lock.
I think the gate's been damaged enough.
Oh, okay. We could just open it.
Now. Yeah, you could probably.
There's a bunch of teeth in it.
You pull your gun out to shoot it, and it just creaks open as you pull the hammer back. And you're like, oh, right.
Well done.
Scared it.
All right.
What would be the closest shop to the front gate?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm serious. These people are running.
I'm already out of the town, so I'm not going to go back in.
Trader Moe's would be the closest.
Anything in there we needed?
You got the fusion core.
You packed your pockets with everything.
Stole
that would
a bunch
fit.
Of shit out of there, actually. Yeah.
I'm assuming some of it has fallen out onto the ground at this point, but, bygones be bygones. Citizens, please remain in your domiciles. The Brotherhood has this under control. And I continue advancing. Marvin, say some of that stuff. People like it when robots sound like they're doing their job.
Citizens of Radrail Station, do not fear. The Brotherhood of Steel has everything well in hand and under control. Please avoid...
Kill that damn mutant then! And you hear three guns begin to erupt from different buildings. At Old Tallman.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Don't kill the mutant! We must get identification on his rebel friends. I saw that in a movie.
Do they hit me? Am I blocked at all?
I mean, you're headed towards the nearest stall and you just took 7 damage to the torso.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Just leave.
Fine.
I blast a quick blast of flamethrower kind of to make it look like I'm attacking Tallman and also as like a smoke screen so people can't shoot at him.
Okay, if you do not leave the town.
We are leaving.
We're walking right toward the gate as though we're apprehending him and then we're all just going to book it.
Yep. As soon as I get hit, I'll turn around.
I don't want to act like we're allies. The idea is to minimize the bullets going toward him, stop the idea of people wanting to shoot us, and then bounce.
Yeah, as soon as I get hit, I'll turn and run for the gate, run through the gate, and then you guys...
And I'm just giving short bursts of flamethrower to make it, like I said, make it look like I'm attacking the super mutant while also obscuring line of sight for anybody shooting a gun.
Okay. As you leave the Radrail Station... It is on fire. You hear another train car catch on fire and burst into flames.
I hope that wasn't
explode.
The brothel.
And the people here are absolutely furious. There are people running out the front gate, people throwing rocks. There's still some guns going off. But you guys eventually make your way away from the Radrail Station.
Which way are we running?
Good question.
South?
South.
Right. Six,
I'm heading south.
Right into 6?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, just right into the irradiated zone. Let's go.
Ain't going to bother me.
Good, because I need some healing.
Yeah, you're in power armor now. You don't get irradiated.
Oh.
Well, let's...
You guys are currently pushing into night.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is there any resistance? Does the night push back?
Yes, it does. Everybody's going to take a -1 to all attributes. You guys went there. That took the entire day, and then you immediately interacted... And then you're immediately running away. So you essentially have done 2 days worth of actions in one. So it is now...
The morning of the 28th.
I mean, I don't need sleep. So should
That's true. You don't take a negative.
Right.
No, you do.
I'm a ghoul.
Yeah. Ghouls need to sleep. Everybody needs to sleep.
Maybe we should just keep heading south to back to Maslow's motel, crash there, and then we'll head to the farmhouse.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The motel seemed pretty safe before.
Safe
You've
enough.
Never been to the Maslow's Motel.
Oh, I thought that's where we got the cap stash.
Nope, you got it from the Red Rocket Station.
Oh, sick. Let's go to there. That's the infamous cap stash. Now, of course, would be a great time to have money because we already stole all this stuff, so we'll have money and stuff.
Yeah, what did I end up stealing from that place?
I didn't get anything. I just started that mess.
Oh, boy, I don't even know. You got the power core. Or the fusion core.
Some floppy disks that won't work on anything.
Floppy penises.
I thought you failed that check, though, to get out.
Oh, you did fail the
check to get out. I failed the check to sneak out. I still had all this shit on me.
I will give you the fusion core, but that's it.
Aw.
Because you did get attacked, and now your arm is broken.
Oh,
don't forget.
It's like that one brother from Dungeons and Dragons.
Couldn't get a stim
did not
pack
roll
out.
Well, and they did see the fact he was wearing boots on his head.
All right, so it has been 16 hours now, and you guys are in Section 6 with the Irradiated Lake. And that's going to do it for this episode of Tales from the Crypt, so we will
see you next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
So should we ransack this place now?
The town is ours.
Yeah, we... Well,
that's why I wrote Kneel Before Tall Man on my paper.
The upstairs town is ours. The downstairs town is apparently still belongs wildly lawless. Ghouls. Yeah.
These poor guards. You guys are real evil. Oh boy, you guys are really pushing things here.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, we're going to the... Oh, that's not your voice. That is your voice. That's not my voice.
Boy, you guys are just into creating some fucking mayhem here. All of the.
I just wanted new clothes. I just wanted new clothes.
You guys are in the sewer. Sewer daddies.
Mm.
We're Frank and Charlie in the sewer.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Oh my god.
There's probably some copyright in there that we really should avoid.
We don't make money off of this podcast.
Marvin the Martian the robot.
It'll go in the bloopers. I'm pretty sure they can't sue over bloopers, right?
Martian the Marvin? No? It's got a lot of stares at that one.
Yeah, nothing. Dead eyes.
That was Marvin. he's part cat robot now.
I'm really smart.
I'm really smart. You might be, but we're not going into that.
All right.